Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Okay, let's come to Nigeria. Nigerian population, 180 million. Nigeria. Now, are you with me? Am I losing you? So I said, for Africa we have 1 billion. For India, just one nation, about 1.2 billion. For the US, we have 320 million. For the UK, you have 65 million. For Nigeria, you have 180 million. Among all these nations, which are the most influential? Do you think their influence has anything to do with their number? If the US gets involved in any business with any nation, will that business survive? Will it thrive? Does it have anything to do with their population? Are they the biggest spenders? You don't understand me. Which country does every other country wish to do business with? So that means... You don't understand. I'm not talking about the emerging market. I will come to China. In fact, let me add China. What's the population? You are just worsening your condition. China is over 1 billion. Oh, sorry. So China and India. I hope you are getting a good view. Please, so the message has started. And follow me as I follow Christ. How do we do this? 3 billion, China. Now, is China a Christian country? Is India a Christian country? Is Africa largely Christian? Let me tell you. Now, we are all divided on issue. Do you know what that tells us? What it took Paul to travel the ancient continent is not what it will take us now. Deal with it. Let me repeat. Based on the available data that Paul had, look at how many months it took him to get to cross the sea to get to another city or another nation. And he did so much more that even now, we still look up to him. Do you think Paul was limited? Do you think Paul had more resources than we did?
No.
Did he have more results?
Yes.
Did he have better outcomes?
Yes.
So what's the challenge? Please, let's look at this again. Africa has 1 billion people, mostly Francophone. Francophone means that people live like the French, and that means that they like to party, they like to live life. Are you hearing echoes? Are you hearing echoes? So we have 1 billion people, maybe 600 million. I'm not even interested in what you are talking about. What we are doing here right now can be the major shift Africa needs today. Stay with me. So, what happens if we get 500 million here, people to decide for Christ? And out of this 1 billion, we get 500 million. And then we have maybe 200 million. How many Christians are in China now? Who knows? Can I shock you if I told you that China has more committed Christians than Nigeria today? I'm not joking. The quality of the products being produced there in terms of Christian product, Christianity, is of more value, is gold, compared to our brass. You know why? It is a death sentence to be a Christian in China. So you are either a Christian or you are not. Are they under persecution? Are they always in fear of dying? But they kept multiplying. I'm going somewhere. It's ego that started this problem. I don't care how important you consider your ministry or your assignment is. If you don't understand figures, you don't understand what is at stake. You understand? I'm going to look at this. So that somebody can wake up and take that little ministry you say God gave you. Take it serious. This is what God sees. When God is looking at the charts, He's looking at it continent by continent. He's not looking at your pet project. Or you're trying to be the big man of God in town. He's looking at what you are doing as against the impact on the figures. God likes numbers. So those of you who are not here yesterday, go and get the message. It's a very my most beautiful message in a long time. Please go get it and listen to it. Very raw, very beautiful. I love it. You will agree with me when you listen to it. We have quite a number of Christians in India. Many of the churches are in the villages, 20,000, 40,000 people. Are you with me? They are not on DSTV. They are not on TBN. They are not on Faith Channel. You don't know about them. You think you are the next big thing God is doing. You don't know what is going on because you don't have figures. Keep wasting your time on Facebook. So we have people here that God needs to twitch the figures. And God is asking, how can we move Christians from... Please, can you Google the current Christian population of China? If I need to be sure. 53 million committed Christians. Approximately, let's just say 54 million. That is the official figure. Before there was a clamp down on Christianity in China, it was maybe less than 300,000 or 3 million or so. This upsurge of over 30 million people came out because of persecution. So when they noticed they could not be meeting publicly, they morphed into something else. They started meeting underground. They were meeting in homes. They will meet at places where you would think they are discussing the news, but they are holding a service. I'm telling you again, if the church does not change, this strategy we are using that is not working. If we don't change, we will die. And we will still have the Bibles in our hands and we'll be dead. Here, we have 1 billion people, most of which are not following Christ. The ones who say they are following Christ are not even carrying the mandate. So how can you say you are following? Did you see the word follow? That means even Christ is on the move.
Yes, yes, yes.
Say, if any man wills to do my will, let him. So where is he? I'm saying this because we need to deal with this issue of ministry. People should stop assuming and thinking that they don't have a ministry. We have a big problem. And the major problem we have is the people who call themselves Christians. Maybe we should take away the name. Because maybe the name is the problem. Jesus left, He never gave us a name. Because He wanted us to be forceful, but faceless. We put a name to it, and since that time, problem started. I don't have a problem with the name. For all I care, you can call yourself Messianic Jew. Now, how do we twitch the figures here? Are you with me? Do you understand that even with a population of 180 million, arguably 50-50% in terms of Islam and Christianity, arguably, in Nigeria, look at how much the church has exported. This 180 million people. Look at, is there almost any major nation where you don't find Christian pastors? Nigerian pastors? Very rarely. Are you with me? The impact of one man's work or a few people's work. Who is that man? Pa Elton. A man excommunicated by his own church. Did you hear the word? Excommunicated by his own church. And he decided to stay and do the will of God. No honorarium. Nobody shouting hallelujah. No chest mic. No nothing. But he saw the future in Pastor Adeboye. Redeemed Christian Church of God, as I speak, is in every country, I think, with except 5. See why God keeps that man alive? There's much to be done. Look at one man's capacity. Every nation except 5. And he's going to touch those remaining 5. One man's capacity. You don't even know what you have. If Pastor Adebayo was an eloquent speaker, I would have said, oh, maybe it's because he's, when he talks, he keeps people up on their feet like T.D. Jakes. Oh, is T.D. Jakes in every nation?
No.
Is Pastor Debe in almost every nation?
Yes.
Think about it. That man something. And it's not what he's telling you on the pulpit. You won't hear that one on the pulpit. I don't know if someone is here. Are you hearing me? Are you? Please look at the figures. We can't even talk about this for long. God is looking at these figures. If he comes now, God is going to lose close to about 800 million or let's say 700 million people to Satan. As far as Satan is concerned, that's a win for him.
Yes.
Based on numbers. If you are not thinking numbers, you cannot take your ministry seriously. That's why we take statistics. That's why I want to know those who are coming to church. That's why I want to know those who are giving their life to Christ. That's why I want to know those who are being discipled. That's why we are thinking of sending capacity, not sitting capacity. So why you are here making excuse? You are still waiting for an angel to come and confirm to you that you are called. God is looking at this figure and is looking at his time. Time no longer. You see, every one of those men who are making impact for God, they didn't know half as much as you did.
Yes.
They didn't have half your resources. But you have all the excuses. They had none. Look at Great Britain. This is the land where the sun never sets. Right? You've not heard that one before. You've not heard that one. Oh goodness. We're in trouble. Seriously, you've never heard that statement before. The land where the sun never sets. You have not heard it. Lift your hands. Right? Now, do you know why that statement was coined? Because at some point in history, almost every major nation was a colony of Great Britain. So as the sun was setting here, it was rising in another place. From Nigeria to India, just name it. So that's why they said that is the land where the sun never sets. Because no matter where you are, the sun is rising somewhere under British influence and is setting somewhere. Look at their population. These guys colonized India. Do you think it has anything to do with their numbers?
No.
So what is the reason? Is US currently afraid of Korea? Or is it North Korea? Are they looking critically at North Korea?
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with their numbers? What do you think is the reason? Until you know the why, you will keep playing with the boys. The why is what separates the boys from the men. If you don't know why you are doing what you are doing, you will be looking for bandwagon. Bandwagon effect. They are doing this thing in that church. Let's be doing it here. We are not here for that one. We are here to twitch the figures. I said, what's the reason? What's causing this Why is it the smaller nations colonizing the big ones? Again, I ask, because we think it's number. Do you think their ability to colonize 1 billion people, even now, has anything to do with their population? And you said no. Then I say why? Any ideas? Up to now, Britain practices some form of democracy, but they keep their monarchical system. You can campaign and say what you like when you want to win elections, but when you win, you will still go and kneel down at the Queen's palace and say, they said I was the one that won. Then she will now tell you, this is your agenda for the next few years. She will give it to you. All that one was to win, but now that you are here, this is the way we run the show. As old as she is, don't bet your luck on her. She will shock you. She is the ancient of this. If you think, hey, because she's old, hey, this mama, you'll be impeached the next day. She won't even say anything. She is that strong. That's how they designed the game of chess. The queen is always the strongest. Think about it. So how do we twist the figures? We have close to 1 billion people in India that need to give their life to Christ. All these areas are trouble spots. Except something changes in your mind this morning, you didn't need to come here today. I don't know if you are still with me. Because Igotome was talking and my mind started playing with figures. We have a big problem. Now in Nigeria, arguably it's 50-50. In China, there's a lot of persecution. What is going to happen if you cannot deploy the adequate leadership that is required? Is that the numbers in Nigeria will begin to dwindle. There will be a Peter. Their names will be John. Their names will be Kingsley. Their names will be Emeka, Emmanuel. But it will have nothing. It will have no direct impact. So what will God do when it comes to that point? He will look for stones. God will have to resort to stones. And he will give those stones the grace and capacity to get the job done quickly. And many will be ashamed on that day. Look at the mindset of UK. They believe they are not inferior to anybody.
Yes.
A UK citizen with his passport can walk into so many nations and he doesn't need a visa. It's a mindset. There's a way. You say they are white. That's your problem. He may be living in a village in his country. I was talking to a lady friend who's married to a military officer in the UK. And I was asking, I said, oh, where do you stay in the UK? She said, oh, we stay in this small village. It's in the barracks. Now, the barracks are in the villages. I said, village? Sister, there's no village in the UK, man. And I said, oh, is the village really like a village? Oh, he said, no, it looks like Lekki. Say the village looks like Lekki. Mama, like Lekki is our word, man. What are you talking about? Like, so I said, what does Central London look like? I said, oh, no, Pastor, don't go there. We are in the village, Lekki. I'm feeding someone's lust now. You won't get that visa. You better stay here. Let's fix this country. For the first time in our history, Nigeria has a vice president that is born again, hears God, speaks in tongues, has grown gray hair. Don't tell me that he doesn't know the kind of gunpowder he's sitting on. I got some reliable information this morning that he has a prayer meeting he does with a few people secretly. Kambroshat. And they speak in tongues. And what is he telling them? After the elections, everybody will go back to his father's house. But how are we going to face our people? Likapasa. Give us wisdom, O God. Raketa kumra takas. Now, if we do not justify our position in having a Christian vice president, please let us not start shouting and screaming that we want a president. Because most of the people who attack that man are people sitting inside this place. People who bear Emmanuel, who bear Egbolaon, who bear Christian names, Oluwagbemiga, that reflect nothing because they don't even understand what is going on. Do you think that guy was supposed to be there? Hello? Do you think that guy was supposed to be there? It was noise that made them put him there. Please, you will look at the visions of Daniel. Many of the visions were political.
Yes, that's true.
You close your eyes to these things and you are commenting rubbish on Facebook and Twitter. You don't even understand the impact or the import of what is going on in terms of these numbers. When someone dies, you say, oh, rest in peace. You are not thinking, have we lost a valuable hand? Who is replacing? Who is going to get the job done? And that's why we look for comedians come and make us happy in church. Because there's no purpose to the thing. Until you, I'm not saying comedians cannot be born again. I'm saying until you show me the one that went to a herbalist home, shop, or Batala and was doing comedy there and came back normal and didn't run mad, then I will allow them come and stand there. But until then, don't come and tell me anything. I don't want to hear it. We celebrate nonsense. That was all the generation of Noah was doing. They were partying, merrymaking until the flood came. Caught on all our ways. So I want to see my Obatala colleague and share figures. Which comedian is coming to your place? I say, are they crazy? What would they come and do? Are they not afraid? Say, hey. Because they're asking me to welcome them. I say, no, let them. So when they come, they kneel down in front of me and ask for power. I say, no, in our own place, we give them Michael. Somebody is either stupid or doesn't even understand what we are doing here. You cannot be an apostle running the agenda of the enemy with God's anointing. So, what do we need to twist the figures? Why is it that even in the midst of all the persecution going on in Malaysia and all of that, when you go to this Muslim nation, this Indonesia, when evangelists go there, do you see the crowds there? They are all Abdul Malik, Abdul Razak, and all those names. But when you see Bonke and some of these top evangelists, you see them come out in their millions and they get healed and give their life to Christ. Because people are asking for the manifestations of the sons. People are asking, who can show us something better? Many of them know they are stuck, but they have nowhere to go to. You know why? The religion is intertwined with their culture. You cannot say no to the religion without backing the culture. So it is so systemic in such a way that turning your back on the religion is turning your back on your family. This is strategy. The well thought out plan. I don't care how anointed or powerful you are. Whoever holds the key to that door can lock you out.
Yes.
So we spend our times building gathering people instead of building systems. And we are talking about system, we are talking about the seven mountains. On what basis should God give you the telecoms mountain? On what basis? Just talk. God is asking you now. You don't even have an answer. You don't have figures. You don't have data to say, Lord, this, based on my research, this is what I found out. I think if we can move this here and move this here, we'll probably have a deal. You can't even have an intelligent discussion with God. Because in your mind, spiritual is there, material is here. For God, it's just one realm. If God was just a spiritual God, He won't be called Kings of Kings. He won't be called Lord of Lords. He won't be called Head of Principalities and Powers. There's a reason why He is the Ancient of Days. civilization answers to him. It declares the dawn of a new day and the dawn of a new season. There is no civilization that has ever caught him unawares. As at the days of Ezekiel, the Spirit of God was in the chariots. Don't tell me that's still where they are. Because per every manifestation and revelation of God, there are unveilings and progressions in the Spirit. The issue of having automated cars didn't start with man. Even as at the days of Ezekiel, chariots were flying themselves. So we have 1.2 billion in India. We have, and you notice that it is these countries who are smaller that are leading these other countries. Why? They have structure. And for those of you who don't like structure, we are going to have a very big problem. Husband and wife are equal, but who takes responsibility? The husband. That's why he's the head. The reason why you listen to your husband is not because you don't have more money. It's because when God shows up, he doesn't talk to you. He talks to him first. So the person who will answer the query should at least be given an opportunity to talk. There's no point trying to show your husband how smart you are. It's not necessary. He is the one getting the query. Learn how to communicate and tender your opinion smartly. This is just ABC. There's nothing rocket science about it. I have an idea. I must say my own. Say it now. That's why you are where you are. Do you notice that the best people are not the ones who are made head of departments in office?
Yes. Yes.
And you never ask why. These are the things you should study, because that's how you are going to take systems. You must understand the wisdom of the serpent. Only Charles understands me right now. I'm telling you. Jesus said in scripture, be gentle as a what? And be wise as a... Jesus used wisdom to describe a serpent. And in my mind, I'm like, sir, please, what is this? Which one is snake and wisdom again? Then I remembered in scripture, when people had rebelled against God, and God asked Moses to lift a serpent, and that as many as looked at him on that pole, they will live. Do you notice that a serpent is also one of the symbols used in the medical world? The symbol of wisdom and life. The devil is not the only serpent we know. When God was going to commission Moses, he gave him a serpent. A serpent that eats other serpents. A snake that eats other snakes, swallows false dominions and authority. Eats them completely. Takes their powers from them. Triumphs over them in it.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Jesus, one of his symbols is that of a serpent. He said, be gentle as a dove, wise as a serpent. When the devil came to Eve, he came as a serpent. He didn't come saying, oh, I'm here to deceive you. One of the primary strengths of a serpent is deceit. Deceitfulness. He's talking to you. There is nothing satanic you can smell of him. That's how familiar spirits operate.
Yes.
They come close to you. They sell the idea to you. You buy it. It looks perfect. All the information accurate. Except that that information is meant to bring you down. The main idea is concealed from you. You can't go to North Korea or Saudi Arabia and tell them, I am here with the mandate of heaven to bring the gospel to this nation. All of you must be saved. Jesus died. From that point, if you are lucky to live with your life, you might probably get arrested. Arrest is probably sure. But your life, well, we'll be praying for you. So to interface this huge population to the point where we can twitch it, we need the wisdom of the serpent. We need the ability to raise systems, structures that appear to the people as though we are coming to develop their economy, develop their systems, but the underground motive is to bring Christ. If you come to them with a Bible, they will shut you out. But if you come to them with your certificate, I'm a certified engineer in aeronautic. Oh, you are welcome, sir. Please have your seat. I have a PhD in education or in psychology or something. Oh, we need someone in clinical psychology. You're welcome, sir. What happens is that as you teach them, some of the children love you. They want to come and spend time in your to you. You begin to talk to them, and they're like, oh, you know what, sir? What you reading about? You Christian? Yeah, you know, God is really good. Do you know Jesus? You're able to interface because now there is a basis for relationship. You have interfaced them. They trust you. They can listen to you. That was how Pa Elton raised Adeboye. That was how we raised Oyedepo. That was how we raised Idausa. That was how he raised Billy Akoni. Just one old man who understands the statistics. The wisdom of the serpent. The strategy is clear to him. He knows what he needs to get done. And he knows that when I receive the mandate from heaven, Mangomborish Italians of Italy, I am giving you the nation of Nigeria, you will raise disciples and sons that will export. So your calling may be to export sons to the nations. So you cannot be preaching and doing regular service because the mandate is to raise people that God can export. In other words, for your product to be exportable, it must meet certain requirements in the international market. So you cannot be raising people who like coming to church, who like clapping. You raise people who are strategists, who know how to engage, people who learn languages, people who know how to communicate at different levels, whether it's in German or it's in French. For some reason, you just know there is something about you that is unique and different. And Paul, somewhere, is hoping you get it right. Because most people failed at it. So everything is a weapon. Everything is a tool. You can't get out of school and be relevant. God will constrain you. Even God will constrain you. He will restrict your access. You will be praying and God will be saying, my servant, I'm with you. But he's the one restraining you. Because God is looking at, in Nigeria, half of this figure, many of them are not even educated. So who told you and sold you the lie that the gospel is an English thing? So what happened to the Efik people? What happened? You see, is it part of this population? They are not in Lagos.
Yes.
So Lagos is not your dear. It's not that place where your destiny will blossom. Part of the agenda, and you need to look at this very critically, and I hope somebody is watching online. All the problems we have in the Northeast. Well, please put me on a timer, maybe in 15 minutes, max 25, I should be done. Please. It's not a bad idea. Give me 25 minutes. Amen. Thank you. My own alarm, you don't want to hear it. It's very crazy. It looks more professional. Most of all these people, and as I was saying to FZBA yesterday, we need to begin to deploy and stop waiting for some kind of perfection and maturity. Because devil is selling you short, giving the impression that you need to rise into a particular stature before you can begin to do certain things. Brother, time is running out. Let me read a scripture to you in Romans chapter 12, I believe. When you look at organizations that thrive, whether they are in telecoms or they are in entertainment, whatever, go and look at it. At the base of that organization is a powerful structure with a clear vision. Verse 4 to 6, I believe. For as we have members, many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Not Not everyone has the same capacity or jurisdiction. So we being many are yet what? One body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. In other words, we are going to interface. Any gospel that isolates you is not the gospel of Christ. Verse 6. Having then gifts different according to what? You see, the word grace is my concern. Grace is not that weak thing. Grace is heaven's ability. Grace is heaven's ability over a man's life. Grace is heaven's ability over a man's life. That a man could be born and for 70 years never wore a pair of shoes. But God saw in time that by the time you are 70, you would have raised assemblies for me in every nation of the earth except 5. But as at 17, everything in nature was against him. He had one body to eat, and if he by mistake ate the second one, that means there will be no food in the next day. I'm talking about Pastor Yadebue. He doesn't have my swag. He doesn't have my vocabulary. All he knows is mathematics. Numbers. Somebody is not using his head. And we need to start thinking. Because we keep selling ourselves short and using heaven's anointing to run the idea. Because the devil is as comfortable as hell as long as you keep sitting down. He doesn't mind you going to church. Just sit where you are. Be in church. Be faithful. And sleep during the sermon. And then share the grace. As long as we can maintain this routine, I'm cool with you. This is one man's capacity. People will always gather around a vision that is clear. People will always gather around a vision that is clear. I have sworn to my God yesterday, I will not restrict anybody here that has the call of God over his life. I will release you. I will encourage you. I will push you. So for everywhere the Lord is sending you to, you need to understand the dynamics of that place. Don't just rush in. It may require you to learn a language. It might require you to take a course. You know, when Igo started talking to me about sending people to DLA, I actually wanted the church to sponsor a number of people. But I said, no. Let me see who will do it. Pastor, people show up early. When it has to do with anything they consider important. Why do people come late to church? Value. Your value system. Why do people get late to work and write another time? Value system. Why can't God use you the way you think he should use you? Even God has values. We need to stop lying to ourselves. And sit up. These are figures that are not lying. We can't keep singing, I will see my darling Jesus and sing hallelujah, amen, amen, sing hallelujah, amen, amen, sing hallelujah, amen, amen. We used to do all those things when I first came to Africa. I mean, we used to talk about keyboard and drums. This is the choir, man, come on. All the brass knew it. Evangelist, you know, Evangelist has a bit of those vibes. You know, you should hear him sing. He has all those old school vibes. You know. But seriously, Igo Tome is touching something inside of me. And he's really bringing clarity to the old Mountain series and Rehoboam and all of that. And please, don't let anybody deceive you. When God made room for Isaac, it was not Isaac he was making room for.
No.
It was his son, Jesus. For everything God brings to the earth, he will put a model first in the earth. He will model it like an architect. Say, this is what I want to construct. This is what it's going to look like. In your life, there are certain things that have continued to repeat, repeated occurrences, and I think it's the devil. You are repeating the class. So you are not learning the thing. So God keeps that scenario, brings different scenarios, they keep coming back. Some of you like having several the same dream several times and you think it's a breakthrough. You are repeating a class. Bro, look at that thing very well. There's a major lesson, and most of the powerful keys are very small. They're very small. Those things you call master key, they're very small, they're not big, very small, but they open every door. There's a lesson you are missing. And that's why, even though you are coming, you still feel like, there's a vacuum somewhere. Even if you didn't go to school, don't you think that itself could be a weapon? That we could train you and send you out to reach people like you. Because there are people that don't understand grammar. They can't come to a church like this because we don't do Yoruba services or Efik services. But are they part of this number?
Yes.
When we get to heaven, we won't be speaking English. I need to tell you ahead. So what are we talking about here? Number one, I need to identify the grace that's given to me. Are we together? I need to identify what? The grace that has been given to me. Put it up there, write it, paste it on the walls of your room, and keep looking at it. You will realize there have been people who have walked that path like you did.
Yes.
Then you will ask yourself, how did they end up? Do I want to be like this once? Or was I born for such a time as this? Look at that scripture. It says, having then gifts, in verse 6, differing according to the grace that has been given to us, whether prophecy, let everybody prophesy according to what? The word proportion there is the word capacity.
Yes, yes.
God cannot give you prophecy for nations if you are not preparing for it.
Hallelujah.
If you are not searching for it. When the owner of Apple was designed that product, he thought it was there for everybody in the world.
Yes.
For business, corporate people across the world. That's why the thing is everywhere. Because from the onset, they knew where they wanted the thing to get to. And once you get one, you keep getting, you get a Mac. You start with a small iPhone, then you get an iPad, then you get a Mac, then you keep...
watch.
And then get the watch. Simple concept, purely kingdom. So all this energy we use in encouraging ourselves not to give up. If you are busy working in this equation. Let me tell you, there are certain things you go through in your journey with God and in your assignment. David will have to encourage himself in the Lord. So the first thing I need to do is to identify the grace that has been given to me. Some of us are called as evangelists, but you may choose not to call yourself an evangelist. You may choose to just find yourself a place in the media world.
Yes.
Your ministry. God doesn't want to hear that one.
Yes.
When they know you're an evangelist, they begin to shut their doors. They don't want you to be too close. So even your decision to be nice and warm is a strategy.
Yes.
Because now you now know that if you show them Bible, they will never accept.
Yes.
It is in this little understanding that your capacity begins to grow so much. You will notice your proximity to God is so massive. You don't need to be singing plenty songs to draw Him. Because somebody is suddenly beginning to think. And God loves people that think. God doesn't even like if He doesn't mind if you are thinking upside down, but that your brain is working. He will now begin to touch the buttons where the thing will be rearranging. You see, but you can't behave like Muslims who go to church, mosque on Friday and remove their slippers, and then you Christians come to church on Sunday and remove your brain. You understand? Something has to change. These figures will change, whether you like it or yes.
Yes.
If you cannot do it, God will raise stones. And you will just notice that all of a sudden, God will raise a young breed without greed. He will raise them, they will be mentored by people you thought you were supposed to be their spiritual father. But because you failed in your own capacity to raise fathers, it is a very powerful calling to be called to raise fathers. It's not something light. You may not have 1,000 people in your church, but when you're calling to raise fathers, so you are raising people that the next generation, and that is some responsibility. That is some responsibility. When God sends you to the campus and gives you the heart of young ones, time they think of somebody working with God, their mind goes to you. And you think that is nothing. You think that is nothing. The first thing you need to understand is the grace that has been given to you. It is not a grace you can be saying, what is it? You will see the operations in your life. You will just notice that this thing works this way in you. It's not something you have to be praying down. Like now, I am here and I'm speaking to you. I didn't have a message till I came up here. But we are playing with figures. You have to understand. Don't let anybody fool you and tell you that mistake will happen to your destiny. You can't just mistakenly find yourself. Find yourself there. You won't just find yourself there. You've got to look at the dealings of God from Egypt to Gera. From Gera to the promised land. You must be able to take responsibility to map out your journey so far and then ask God, this is where we are. What next? If you cannot even connect the dots, how do you expect God to say something else? God is like, you're already lost. You don't even understand why we're doing all what you're doing. Why you have to be born into a family where your dad never showed up. You don't understand. For you, it's just two people, responsible people, decide to quit the marriage. It's not so much about that, but something. For some reason, Jesus was born a bastard. A bastard means his father, you cannot point to him. The person Jesus called his father, was he his father? But look at that name. What's his name? Joseph. Joseph. Who was Joseph in scripture? A preserver of generations. What did he take ownership of? The deliverer, the savior. Joseph Jesus. Joseph Jesus. Watch out for symbols that speak. What is the name of Mary? What's the meaning of Mary? Bitterness. God brought his servant from the loins of pain, put him under a preserver, and called his name Deliverer. God is not a fool. You will, I say, look at your life. You will see the signs. You will see that they are connecting. That there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you didn't look at the script. You didn't look at the figures. You didn't look at the board. Everything is happening according to plan, except that you are not even seeing the plan. You felt a leading. Oh, the Lord is sending me to Akwa Ibom. Before you got there, God has prepared somebody there that will receive you. You are living in Akwa Ibom. You are not paying rent. And you still think that it's a mistake or per chance or by chance that you are here. Heaven had everything sorted out. But how powerful could it be if you even understood what heaven was doing? The goal here is to twitch these figures so that out of 1 billion per adventure, if we get 800 million for Christ. Can you see the impact of what Nigeria is doing with the few ministers that are going all over the world? Imagine that we had 27 million people who are ministers and we'll send them to Ghana.
Take over.
Ah, are you thinking?
One to one.
All you have to do is win one.
Just win one. Ghana is finished.
Can you see that when we start Bible school or training schools in the future, we can't be doing it because we want to ordain pastors in this church? It can't just be that. We need to be able to raise further. I mean, what is the population of people in West Africa? We'll give you West Africa in 7 years. Say, Father, stretch us. We'll give you West Africa 7 years. Then tell me, give God a good reason not to enlarge you. God is in this thing for the money.
Yes, sir.
He came to kill his son for what? So that you can be saying, I believe I receive. Come on. God is in this for the money. God is this, all this thing. This money. These souls. That's why he's here. I say, tell God, stretch me so that I can give you West Africa in 7 years. Look at all those West African countries. Have you ever heard of any major man of God coming out from them? Apart from Nigeria. Because most of them are Francophone. They drink, they smoke, they don't do anything reasonable. You understand me? They have light too, and they have water. Because to enjoy the good things of life, you need some basic things. Because if your good eye is not chill, you can't enjoy it. And don't ask me how I know. I don't drink. I don't drink, but at least I have some common sense. I mean, it has to be, you know, it must look in a particular way for to be appealing.
Wet.
Wet. Chill. Dripping. Even the devil understands the subject of appearance. That it doesn't matter how powerful your vision is, the appearance must suit the strategy. Even people who sell gouda ensure they get very dense. Because when they put that in your hands, you feel it. Madam, you have done well. Give my friend one. Give my friend one. God. This is Bible, though. I've not said anything that is not inside the Bible. So before you crucify me, hear me out. God told Samuel, go to the house of Jesse and anoint me a king. He got there and he saw the first son who was shoulder high. Man, he color. He's a prayer warrior. You see him, you know that this one has paid his dues. Even the holy prophet was almost deceived. What's that boy's name? Eliab. See, even the first three letters of his name is God. When you sing in church, you sing with his name. A lie, there's a power, there's an atmosphere when you mention a lie. The name is godly, it's Christian. You see a lie, man of God, you are welcome, God bless you. This is the kind of people we need in this country. Hallelujah. Already, he was preparing for that day. My brother, it's not enough to know what God said. The world doesn't understand me. It was you and God that talked that one. Manka poloto sofidi karatas kumbreteshketa. That part, this part I'm talking about now, is you and your brethren that can be doing that one. The people God sent you to, you understand? They don't understand. In time they will come to know. As at press time, they don't. Incarefully, sepondra sketo. He shatter. When you come in and begin to do that, okay. He's going to talk now. Irikana masahilada. 1 hour. Mambro sofedi kanda hero morosketa. Yishadi kamuzefedia. Is that their language or is it single? He kada. Why we pray in tongues is to draw wisdom from above. That matches the people we are coming for. Are you listening to me? So after I have prayed in tongues, the Lord is telling me, see, half of the people here, they are sick. Then I lift up my hands and say, interpreter, as I pray now, you interpret in French. My Father, my God, and then interpret. Busayo, do you know how to do that? I better just pray you. And I say, heal everybody here. This is not time to guess. The moment you pray, God must be answering. Are you hearing me? It's not the time to guess. You and God would have settled down one before you came that morning. Manda kopadi kataika satire. It's not where you are trying to show up speaking phonetics with tongues in the church. This one's happen when you are locked up alone and you have seen the figure and you are saying, Baba, you cannot have me. And then this figure is like this. Manda kurubo sitaya dada. Whatever it takes, let heaven stretch me. You are looking at the figure and say, Baba, like this, and I'm here. Like Idaosa, God will not send you, will not come down. If he has me, witches cannot meet in my city. So, you see the figure now, it's probably coming home little by little. Then God will say, like this boy, you see, I thought he was joking. He say, Baba, this figure, I want to give you West Africa in 7 years. Father, tell me what I need to do. I will do it. Say 7 years. Well, this thing will shake you. Baba, let's start. Go and think about it. Say, I've left all. I just came with my handbag. We are ready to go now. You will not work again. Your certificate. Hungry will wire you. Sleep under the tree. Sir, after 7 years, will I get my result? Say, yes, let's start. But Father, I don't know French. I don't know this thing. Say, don't worry, we'll fix you. God can enable you. That he will tell you before you go, you do 6 months class in somewhere, VI or Ikeja, you will learn French. I will enable you so that you will master the language. I will enable you so that you will be able to master. Most people in that class will not be able to master, but you will master it. After that, you will rest for 6 months. The year after, you will move to Cote d'Ivoire. I will send somebody there. He's a farmer. He's not anything like it, but he will be your first person. He will work with you. Be smart. I will send people to you. You will not hear a voice, but your heart must resonate. That's God talking. We are discussing strategy now. Because every nation must be represented in heaven.
Yes, yes.
So every time we make excuse and tell God all the reasons why it cannot, God is looking at you and asking, I've been seeing disappointments in my life, but this your own has no part to. You are a complete disappointment. You really don't want to know why God is not talking to you. You really don't want to know why. You really don't want to. This is not about floating on the cloud. You really don't want to know why God is not talking. You really don't want to know why God is not talking. You really don't want to know why God is not talking. You really don't want to know why God is not talking. These conversations happen on a very
different.
So God is looking for people like, okay, you know what? We'll move you to India. You go in as a postgraduate student. You do your master's. You do your PhD. While you are there, you're only going to be there for 6 years. I expect that by the time you are leaving, you start 2 churches for me. And train the pastors, hand it over to them, come back to Nigeria. Then we'll redeploy you again. There's a way you think. There's a way you and God converse. You don't have time for nonsense again. For you, it's just masters. It's PhD. You know, this economy now, you need to keep developing. You are still at this level. Please, first of all, take home. This is your take home. Go and identify the grace that has been given to you. Understand your current capacity. Understand the capacity you will need to fulfill your task eventually. 3 things. Understand the grace that has been given to you. Number 2, understand your current capacity, your proportion of faith. Number 3, try to identify what you need to be able to eventually finish your task. Number 4, identify your company. Identify the people the Lord will put in your space. As at the time David was anointed, he was alone. After then, trouble came. It was the midst of trouble in the wilderness that is the men of Adullam, the frustrated and hard people came to him. There are people who can smell what is on your head. They can smell the oil that is flowing. You don't need to force yourself into anybody's space. You know, you force yourself into anybody's life. If they cannot discern the grace, leave them alone. Leave them alone. They don't even have half the information you have. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? The 40, what did I say was 40? Identify the company that the Lord is putting in your space. Identify with your sufferings. Number 5. Number 1, what was number 1?
Identify
the grace that is given to you. Number 2, and understand your current capacity or the proportion of faith you are working in. Number 3, identify the proportion of faith or the capacity you need to finish your assignment. Number 4, identify your company, the people the Lord will bring into your space, and they will not be people you will have to try so hard to impress. So don't even have to sweat it. You won't try so hard to impress them like us. I just want you to be my mentor. And every time I don't want trying to call him, as if you are disturbing him. Na lie. Don't be that one. Someone that can relate to you on a normal level. Like your main guy, you know, and you are drawing grace and you are both blessing each other. There's no time for big man of God, though. There's no time. See this figure. See this figure. We need to bring this figure down. Are you hearing me? So what you will do now, the rest is in your hand. I don't know, you can't mention, I wanted to hear this morning. Thank you, sir. We continue here next week. But we need to look at this. So one other thing I want you to look at here is if it is the small nations that have received the ability to colonize the big nations, that is to tell us that in the realm of the spirit, size is not everything. Capacity is. Size is not everything. Say we are 100 million Nigerians. We are the giant of Africa. Sir, please, let's be serious. You can't be saying this in the 21st century. When someone can sit in a room and be using computer codes to control satellites. And you are just thinking of how to manufacture pencils. There are some things that when you hear, you wonder who appointed all these people. Where are these people coming from? Manufacture, is that supposed to be an achievement? For Christ's sake. A minister. And I hope he's watching. You trying to manufacture? Come on, sir. Where are you from? You can't be doing this. This is a disgrace. You can't be doing this. Look at this figure. After your tenure, you go back and do thanksgiving your church that God took you safely to Abuja. Oh, goodness. What will you do differently? If you knew how much time you had left, how fast will you run? If you knew how much time you have left on this earth, how fast will you run? If you want to marry a woman that doesn't believe in you as a minister, my brother, it's not by force. Leave her alone. Marriage is not by force. If he doesn't believe in your calling and is not ready to serve God with you, my sister, it's not by force. Sack him. Thank God he's not the only guy alive. God will do another one. There are two celebrities who have changed husband 3 or 4 times and they are not even blinking. In fact, the older the wine, the better the taste.
Lema.
Take it from me. Why do men run after other married women? You are not thinking.
Lema.
Somebody's nothing. Oh goodness. Don't even let's start. See, I hope this represents a normal message. I gave you 5 points for you to note. And 5 your sufferings. There will be sacrifices that need to be made. Number 6. Understand your primary tools of engagement. The people the Lord is sending you to, how best can you engage them? You must be a dove, but yet have the wisdom of a serpent. The way you engage is as important as what you want to do. You may have the right message, but if the rules of engagement is faulty, they will discover why you are there. They will send you out. I said to my colleague, and I said, see, I'm not really about you becoming a Christian. I said, but I just want to show you a few scriptures. Please, when you get home, in fact, come, let's look at it together. So we looked at it together. I brought out my iPad. I showed him. I said, see, I like the fact that you're very upfront and, you know, straightforward guy. I said, but the truth is, when you see God on that day, there will be no room for straightforwardness or anything. So let me just tell you upfront. 3 scriptures that you can, I wrote on paper, still go home and read. But let me show you first. So I will read together. And I gave him the paper. Go and read it. I didn't preach to him. I just told him, Oga, life is not like this. Come, let me show you something. And I showed him. I said, this is not what I feel. This is my opinion. There's no opinion here. I just want to show you what God has documented. What you do with it eventually becomes your problem. I said, but because I see you as a straightforward person, I want to show you something. Peradventure, I can twitch this figure. What do you think happens if everybody here spoke to one person per week? What do you think? We are close to about 80 to 100 here. If you have a full house, what do you think will happen? At least 40 people will give their life to Christ. At least. Abi, that was how your dad gave his life to Christ. That was what spread the gospel from 1970 to 1980. That was how many of us came to the Lord, because your quiet time was as important as your evangelism time. But now you do quiet time, Nobody is seeing something worthy to share with somebody else, and you are saying, if I shock you and tell that God has not been in that your quiet time for the last 3 years, you feel offended. It doesn't make sense. Do you know how long God has been at this? This thing wakes up every morning. Like, okay, Billy Graham is about to go. What? Who has the weight that can... Pastor Adeboye, just leave that one there. He's not dying yet. And God is permutating. Permutating. Because he needs his word back. And everything the devil is doing, whether it's on MTV, whether it's on Channel O, what you just mentioned it, even the subtle ones now, Spice TV, Fashion TV, Cartoon, just mention the comedy shows, you know, Lagos Express, we need to go and unwind. Everything is just meant to engage us so that we are not seeing the figures. Somebody in this room is to wake up and see that your input is important, more important than you even think it is. You don't need anything to tell someone that Jesus loves them. Just say it. That is leadership. Because you could have chosen not to say it, but you took ownership of this process. And you walked up to someone and say, "Hi, what's your name?" Say, "I'm Frank." "Hi, my name is Bingham. What do you do?" "Okay, a few minutes, let's talk." And you see that I'm going to talk about, say, "What do you do?" "Okay, you know, oh, you know, I have interest. I've had interest in that area before, you know, blah, blah, blah." You know, just begin to talk. Learn how to strike a conversation. Your holiness means nothing to God if it is not bringing results. Your holiness is hollowness. Hollowness. You are hollow. You are empty on the inside. And look like you are holy on the outside. Hollowness is not holiness. Imagine that God enables you, gives you the grace to lead a young boy to Christ who 15 years from now or 25 years from now is going to be the next Senate president in his country. Do you know that if you've ever served, for those of us who served in the north, the people who do commissioners, they are the young, educated ones who do local government and governors. What it takes to be a local government or a commissioner in Sokoto is not the same as what you need in Lagos. Because the few ones that seem to go to school is begin to shine immediately. You understand? One of our students, when I was in Sokoto, in GSS 3, one of our teachers, our coppers who tried to, you know, correct him in class, and he won the copper. Say, "I have Vespa that I'm driving." You know Vespa? Some of you don't know Vespa. You know Okada, you don't know Vespa is... Say, "I have two wives at home and children. Can't talk to me anyhow now. I brought myself to this class." "Yeah, you're not correcting me. Who are you? You are not even married." "See, me, I have two wives. I even have Vespa. If I close now, I'll go and do Achaba or Okada, you know, and make money. I'm just coming now because they said it's good." He's not coming for the result. Whether it is pass or fail, the fact that he can present something that he came to Sultan Bello Secondary School in Sokoto, they will give him one position in the local government. That's the way they think. What's the last point? Number seven now. Learn how to pray in your harvest. There might be near resistance. Kambro shataka. Begin to soften their heart. Receive the power of conviction to hit them. That, "Lord, if I say one word to this person, let the word continue to resonate in his heart. If I pick my paper and I write an article on Facebook and I post it, let it arrest the right people. I don't want stupid comment. Let it arrest the right people. Let it go like an arrow. Pow! And find those people you want. Stop posting all those nonsense. "Oh, it's a lovely day." You now put a picture there. "Oh, it's a fun day. I'm God's best. fulfilling God's will. What is it? This one that is fulfilling. All I can see is your Mary Kay and your indecent dressing or whatever it is you are doing. You have the Father's best. You know them all. I'm not saying don't post your picture. I'm just telling you that, hey, the most we got out of those things was people private chatting you and say, hey, can I know you better? Even for myself, they chat me and ask me, can I know you better? So I can imagine for those who are deliberately doing all these things, you probably get a love. That's why you're always online. That's why you buy data. Live above those things. Live above them. People who change cultures and influence technology don't have time for such nonsense. The owner of Facebook, how many times do you see him posting on Facebook? He created a platform that enslaved all of us. Somebody is not thinking. You see, once in a while, he just comes, he posts something on Facebook. 100 billion likes. He doesn't show up every day. He's controlling the SaaS. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. The person with the key can shut everybody out. That guy wakes up thinking about how to expand the servers. He's not thinking of posting anything on Facebook. Oh, the Father's best. God's choice. So some of those things people post on Facebook, they are just trying to encourage themselves. So their hearts have been broken. And they just put all kind of stuff on Facebook. Like, even if you are discouraged, just know that let's just deal with it. You have a problem, and we need to address that problem. I mean, just it's as simple as ABC. You can go over some people's wall and read the last 2-3 weeks post. That's their life. There's nothing about you that cannot be predicted by looking at your wall. They can tell the way you always dress. They can tell the way you always look. They can tell your smile. They know your father. They know your mother. They know your grandfather. They know their names. They know their phone numbers. They know their emails. Because you have no form of decorum. You have no sense of destiny. You have no sense of assignment. For you, it's just about the validation of men. And that's why when you post something and 100 people don't like it, you almost have heart attack. Nothing wrong about it. I post on Facebook. I'm telling you, you cannot live for that. Why are you so... You see, because you must use this energy somewhere. Because you refuse to see the figures, the energy will be diverted. There is a reason Daniel and his friends were co-opted to eat with the king. There's a reason. Come and learn our language. Come and eat our food. Be like us. Don't suffer like the rest of your people that will be captured. You will be kings for life. And they castrate them. Don't touch king's wife. That's the only thing. Daniel was castrated. And he didn't blame God. He embraced his consecration. And chose vegetables over the king's meal. The guy must have been seeing something. If Daniel didn't become that person he had to become, imagine the fate of an entire nation in a strange land. You don't know how important your destiny is to God. God is sending some of you to other nations. And you go there thinking it's just because you want to build a career or build a life. You still don't understand why we are here. You are an arrow shot into the future. God's intention for you is that he aims for a nation. He aims for a particular population. It shoots you in there and knows that his word will not return to him void. Because if it was Nehi I sent there, if it was Hephzibah I sent there, no matter who I send there, my will shall be done. My counsel shall be wrought in the earth. God knows. That's why he doesn't shoot anyhow. Because he knows that most people don't even have an idea. They think it's about somebody becoming rich or popular. And that's why you become a man of God. You go into the ministry. When God calls you, he calls you to die. So somebody should wake up. This is not about you. Because whether you like it or not, the devil will engage you. Somebody has to employ you. He will employ you. Can employ you. People will be sleeping with you up and down. And you will come back. The day you come back, we will receive you and welcome you back. And pray for you. Say, welcome back to the house of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Welcome back. God bless you, sister. Sit down. You know. Or you can choose to use that time to get up and say, that is not my life anymore. I will embrace my cross. I will embrace my destiny in God. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be the story of somebody who fell and who God found. You don't need to know so many things. You just need to understand that you are born for such a time as this. I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you to begin to look inwards. To look inward and realize that your personal development, your spiritual development is your business. It's your business. I don't just learn from good people, I learn from bad people. There's always something to learn and unlearn and not learn. There's something to learn, unlearn, and not learn. How to do, how not to do. There's always something to learn. You can't defeat an enemy you don't even understand. That's why we develop ourselves. That's why we read. That's why we read. That's why we listen. We can't continue at this pace with an enemy that is 100 years ahead of us. So if it's only ego that God finds, God will stretch him and use him till he's tired. But that is not God's intention. God wants to have a people arise. He doesn't want a person shining. He wants people to rise. He wants people to rise. If your grace is that of intercession, lay hold on it, grow in it, stretch in the capacity, so that based on capacity, God can allocate nations. If your gift is teaching, grow in it, be established in it, so that based on your capacity, God can allocate something proportionate. If your grace is business, grow in it, be established in it, so that based on your capacity, God will help nations. If one man didn't serve God and God gave him a product that is 10 economies richer, my brother, if God lays hold on you, there is nothing he cannot do with you. That man is not even following Christ. There's more to you, there's more to your life, there's more to your destiny. Let's rise on our feet this morning.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us, plot 223 beside Bode Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website, www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling, 080-8317-8191. God bless you.